What a tricky balance of safety and risk it is that brings out the best in us. Kaya McLaren.
Empowerment and education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
So here we go, revolutionaries. I'm going to try to do something a little bit crazy for this episode. I'm going to attempt to cram everything you need to know about using essential oils into this one roughly 20-minute episode. So let's get right to it. All right. So what are essential oils? Well, I like to explain essential oils are basically just the concentrated collection of a certain plant material. I think we're all familiar with using herbs and spices for teas and tinctures and other herbal uses. Well, using essential oils is really no different, except that they're much more potent, much more concentrated, and much more effective in a lot of ways. When we collect herbs and spices and we dry them for uses for tea and cooking and whatnot, we're actually losing about 96 to 98% of the essential oil that's in that plant, which is really where the magic lies. So when we collect the oil from the plant by doing a low steam distillation, we're actually capturing the complete chemical profile of that plant. We're not really losing anything when we do that. And what this does is it creates a very concentrated, a very potent form of that plant material. So for example, a peppermint essential oil is said that one drop of peppermint essential oil from a good quality company like Young Living is equal to roughly 26 cups of peppermint tea. So we want to be aware of how potent and concentrated these essential oils are because we don't want to overuse them. Not only is it possibly taxing on your body and a waste of money, but it's also disrespectful towards the earth and the plants that are being harvested for the essential oil use. So in my opinion, I think it's extremely important that we support good farming practices when it comes to collecting our essential oils. A lot of companies will spray their plants with a lot of toxins. They really have no vision for long-term sustainability of their plants. So how do you use essential oils? Well, there are three different ways you can apply your oils. So get ready, get your notebooks out, take note. The first way is aromatically. Smelling essential oils is one of the only methods that can actually reach the limbic system of your brain, which is where the emotions lie in our body. So the limbic system, it's where all of our emotions come from. It's what makes us happy. It's what makes us sad. It's how we connect smells to memories. And smells can have such a powerful impact on that part of our brain. And so inhaling essential oils directly through that limbic system can be a really powerful way to enhance our emotional lives. It can help us calm down when we've had a rough day. It can help us feel happy when we're kind of in a funk. It makes us feel sleepy sometimes if we're having a hard time falling asleep. Something about inhaling the essential oils and smelling them and reaching that olfactory system is a really powerful way to enhance your life. And it's really fun too. It's just so much fun to fill your house up with this intoxicating smell. And it's almost like mind control. I tell my children when they're bouncing off the walls and I say, all right, I'm about to put some peace and calming on in the diffuser. And they know that means that everything's just going to slow down a little bit. You can smell essential oils directly from the bottle if you'd like, but what I really like to do is just put like one or two drops in the palm of my hand and then cup that over my mouth and my nose and take 10 deep breaths in. Oh, and just really breathe in that oil. I especially love to do this with peppermint oil. It just wakes you up, really gets you going, really clears your sinuses out, and just feels great, smells amazing. So I recommend trying that. So you can do it that way. You can smell it right out of the bottle, or you can use what's called a diffuser. So you can put your oil into a diffuser. It's like a little machine that you plug in. You usually fill it with a little bit of water and then add a couple drops of essential oil. And this just fills the entire room up with this lovely, beautiful aroma. When you're shopping for a diffuser, you want to be sure it uses what's called ultrasonic technology, and it's designed to be used with essential oil. So a regular humidifier will not work. You don't want to use anything that uses heat to dispense the oils, because this could degrade the therapeutic benefit of the oils. All right, the second way we can use our essential oils is topically, or in other words, putting them on your skin. Now, we do this, it's generally recommended that you dilute your essential oils down with what's called a carrier oil. So a carrier oil is just any fatty-based oil such as coconut oil, olive oil, jojoba, grapeseed, you know, really any sort of vegetable oil would do, whatever you've got in your kitchen. It doesn't really matter so much what kind of carrier oil you use, although some will leave you feeling more greasy than others. So I really love coconut oil, it's probably one of my favorites, and I really love Young Living's carrier oil blend called V6. It just like absorbs right into the skin. It's heavenly, but just use what you've got around. Some of the oils you can apply directly to the skin, or as the cool kids call it, you can apply it neat, N-E-A-T, just like when you order bourbon, neat, you know, no ice, no water, just means undiluted. So certain oils such as lavender, frankincense, or tea tree, they're very mild, very gentle on the skin, and most people can handle applying these oils neat to the skin. Just honor your body and what it needs. You know, if you put an oil on and your skin seems irritated, just increase the amount of carrier oil that you're using. Generally, I recommend that you just always use a carrier oil. I think that it tends to absorb into the skin a little bit better. It tends to enhance the properties of that essential oil. But for convenience sake, if you know your skin, you know that it's able to absorb the essential oil without any irritation, not using a carrier oil, that's fine too. Now, there's different suggestions floating around regarding the proper essential oil to carrier oil ratio. I think that these can be a good place to start, but in the end, you just need to listen to your body and know what's right for you. Your body might need more carrier oil, or you could be fine with less. So a general rule of thumb for adults is use 1 teaspoon of carrier oil to every 2 to 6 drops of essential oil. For babies up to 5-year-old, 1 tablespoon of carrier oil for every 1 to 3 drops of essential oils. And for kids 5 to 10 years of age, 1 tablespoon of carrier oil for every 3 to 6 drops of essential oil. So that's just a good place to start. Again, tune in, know what your body needs. You might need more, you might need less. If you're feeling irritated on your skin at all, increase the carrier oil. No big deal. Now, my favorite place to apply my essential oils is usually either on the bottom of my feet or on my spine. Those two places seem to be really great for assimilating the oils throughout the entire body. But it really just depends on what system of the body you're trying to support. So, you know, if I'm trying to support my digestive system, I'll probably just rub a few drops right on my belly. I tend to start my day off by rubbing just a few drops of lemon oil right over where my liver is to give my liver that extra support. You know, I like to rub peppermint and wintergreen on my knees and my muscles before or after a workout. So you can really apply these oils just about anywhere, and you'll learn in time where you apply different ones to benefit you and what you need. But if you're not sure, you know, where to put an oil, start with just the bottom of your feet. The only places you never want to apply essential oils is in your eyes or directly in your ear canal. Okay, if you accidentally do get essential oil into your eye, do not try to flush it out with water. This is going to drive it in further. What you want to do is you want to grab a carrier oil, like some coconut oil or even olive oil, and just goober it on into your eye. It sounds a little bit strange, but this is really going to cut that burnout almost instantaneously. Okay, the third way we can use essential oils is internally. This is a really hot topic for some. It's really amazing to me the amount of fear that some people have surrounding using essential oils internally. We don't have time for this episode to get into all of the details right now. I do plan to have a very special guest on the show who's really going to break down the facts for us and look into all the studies. So I'm not going to get into it and get lost in a tangent right now. I'll simply say that for those who don't feel like it's safe for their bodies to take oils internally, then just don't do it. And for those who feel like it's okay, that their bodies are okay with this, then here's just a few suggestions that I have for using them internally. I like to start my day out by making a quart of oily water. So I take my quart mason jar. You know, you always want to use glass when drinking essential oils, never plastic. And I add just like a teaspoon of honey into the water, not really for flavor so much as just so that you can help the oils bind to something and mix into the water so they just don't float on top. And then I'll add a few drops of my oil to the water. I love drinking lavender, lemon, and peppermint water. Oh my gosh, it's so delicious. It's like the magical combination of oils. It just makes you feel so good when you drink it. If you're new to oils, I'd say start with just one drop of each to help your body system get acclimated to the oils first. And then you can slowly work your way up to about 3 drops each or more. If you start using too much oil too fast, you will likely set off what's called a detox reaction, which could result in some discomfort for a few days, such as headache or nausea. So it's not a huge deal. I mean, detoxing can be pretty beneficial, but just be gentle with yourselves, okay? I don't want anyone rushing in. You can also add oils to empty gel capsules and swallow. If you do this, I recommend adding a few drops of carrier oil in with the capsule when you do this. You can also use the oils for cooking, which can be a lot of fun and super tasty. I love making peppermint brownies. So much fun. We'll definitely be having some episodes on the show about cooking with the oils. But going back to oil quality for a second. So I've heard a lot of stories of folks getting really sick after ingesting a poor quality essential oil. So don't mess around with using your oils, especially internally. You want to make sure you have a really good quality oil out there. Those are the 3 ways you can use your essential oils: aromatically, topically, or internally. So now I just want to cover some really important safety information and make sure that everyone's being careful using their oils.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not so happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life, and it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of a life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
So safety tip number one, be really careful when using any of the citrus essential oils on your skin. The citrus oils have photosynthetic properties to them, so they can cause really severe burning if exposed to direct sunlight. So for example, you wouldn't want to put, you know, lemon oil on your face and then go sunbathing, right? You would definitely want to shade that portion of your skin. I'd say give it at least 12 hours before exposing your skin to the sun after applying a citrus oil. So the citrus oils out there are lemon, orange, tangerine, grapefruit, a couple more, and bergamot. So a lot of folks don't know that bergamot is a citrus oil. So be careful about that. For people that have cats and pets in general, we're going to have some really great episodes regarding using essential oils on pets. There's really some excellent ways to use these oils on your animals that they can really benefit from them so much. But there are a few things to be aware of. You'll definitely want to do your research when using oils on pets, but especially for cats. So we'll have a special episode for sure about safety in cats. But just if you've got your oils and you own a cat, just do a little bit of extra research because there's certain oils that cats don't assimilate very well into their body, and they can get potentially pretty sick. The best resources I know out there for using oils on pets is the book Animal Desk Reference by Melissa Shelton, DVM. I'll have a link for that for you in the show notes. If you are pregnant, you definitely want to do a little bit of extra research as well. Certain oils are contraindicated for pregnancy. I have a really great, easy to follow chart that tells you which oils are safe, which oils should be used more cautiously, and which oils to avoid in pregnancy. I'll post that up in the show notes as well. And of course, knowing my background as a childbirth educator and a doula, we're going to have tons of episodes on the show regarding essential oil use for pregnancy and birth and beyond. Using essential oils on children can be, of course, pretty controversial, as with anything when you talk about children. There's lots of different opinions out there. You'll want to do your research on that as well. Personally, I do use essential oils on my children. There's certain ones such as wintergreen that I might avoid or use a lot less of. Again, do your research and just do what's best for you. If you're taking any sort of medication, a prescription, or even over the counter, you might want to just check with your doctor first to see if there's any contraindicated herbs out there. So if an herb or a food, for example, grapefruit, is contraindicated for certain medications, you definitely would want to avoid that essential oil as well. You might want to consult an aromatherapist. They might have a little bit more knowledge behind which oils can and can't be used with certain medications. Another thing to be aware of too is some of these essential oils can actually enhance the properties of certain medications. So if you're taking a medication and you start taking an essential oil that enhances that medication's effectiveness, you might want to talk to your doctor about lowering that medication so that you're not overdoing that result. I think it's really important that you have a willingness to play and experiment when using your essential oils. All of our bodies are so different. You know, what works for me might not work for you, and you really need to get to know what your body needs when using essential oils. We get to kind of be our own chemist in a way when we start using and playing with these essential oils, and it can be really fun. And I don't want people to be scared. I don't want people to think, oh, this is too complicated, or I'm afraid I'm not doing it safely. You know, I think if you know these basic facts, go with it from there and just experiment and use your oils. You know, I think that our body has this sort of intuitive sense of what it needs and which oil it needs. And you get to learn that as you start to play.
So there you have it, folks. This has been your No Fluff Quick Start Guide to everything you need to know about essential oils in under 20 minutes. Of course, this show is here to explore not just the basics, but all the ins and outs and in-betweens of these amazingly powerful bottles of plant magic. So stay tuned and you'll learn all the amazing ways to use your oils every day to live a healthier, happier life. We'll get into oils for pets, kids, cleaning, anxiety, emotions in the bedroom, weight management, skincare, DIY ideas, and so much more. We go all in here, bringing you top experts from around the globe to share their knowledge firsthand. And that's what makes us the world's number one essential oils podcast since 2015. I'm Samantha Lee Wright, your host, and I'm so happy to bring you new and insightful essential oil content every Tuesday. You can follow me on Instagram at Sam Lee Wright. That's SamLeeWright at Sam Lee Wright. You can use the hashtag Essential Oil Revolution Podcast to say hello, and you can also follow the podcast on Facebook at Essential Oil Revolution Podcast. Make sure you are subscribed to the show so you can get new episodes downloaded while you sleep. If you don't know this about podcasts already, when you subscribe to a podcast, that means that you'll get new episodes downloaded as soon as they're ready. And you can also set that to only download when you're on Wi-Fi, which is great. So you can save on data and then you can listen to your new episodes even if you have zero cell reception. This show is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more. And you can also tell Alexa, "Hey Alexa, play the Essential Oil Revolution podcast," and she'll do it. How cool is that? Make sure you leave us a review to help others find the show as well. It means so much to us. Thank you all who have left such kind words for us to read. I read every single review, I promise, and your kind words warm my heart so much. Here's a nice review I read the other day that almost made me cry. She wrote, "Sam consistently delivers well-developed content on a diverse range of topics. Even as an experienced oiler, the Essential Oil Revolution podcast continually challenges me to expand my knowledge and improve my family's lifestyle in everyday ways. Sam keeps it real, and I love her easy, confident vibe." I'm getting choked up. Thank you so much, guys. You rock my face off, every single one of you. Our website is revolutionoilspodcast.com, and all the links mentioned in today's episode should be right below wherever you are hearing this. Just scroll down to find episode notes. We also have a list of frequently asked questions on there, such as what oil brand do I recommend and why, are oils safe to take internally, info on cats and oils, and more. I can't thank you enough for tuning in. Thanks for being a part of the revolution. We'll catch you here next week. In the meantime, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.